This sport doesn't build character, it reveals it.
F and A, Cotton, F and A!
Okay.
Hello and welcome to Retro Gaming Revelry episode 239.
This is a podcast where two drunken average Joes play retro games for your amusement. I am average Joe number one. My name is Jurek.
And I am average Joe number two. My name is Earl. And this week...
If you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
Yeah, you fucking know it. We're going to be playing some Super Dodgeball on the Nintendo Entertainment System. Should be pretty fucking sweet.
I've never played this game.
You haven't?
No.
Oh my God, Drake, you are in for a treat. This game is amazing. It really is. It seems silly that this would be a great game, but it is. It's top notch.
Top notch.
This is a top shelf game.
All right. I hope I'm gonna hold you to that.
Yep. Well, Super Dodgeball.
Take it a task if you're wrong.
Well, you can try, but I think you'll be like, oh, yeah, it's top notch.
All right. I mean, it looks pretty fun.
Yeah.
From what I know of it.
But before we get to this top notch game, how is it going this week, Jurek?
It's going good. I'm still, classes start on Monday.
Okay.
So I actually have, schoolwork other than I've just been in clinical.
But when you're doing classes again, do you still do your clinicals?
Yeah.
Okay.
Classes are just Monday and Wednesday.
Ah, okay.
And then clinicals are Tuesday, Thursday, Friday.
Also,
Tuesday, Thursday, every other Friday. I did not have clinicals today.
I see. Some pretty big news from Drake this week, though.
I got vaccinated?
Yeah, this guy's COVID free and he's the way to be
right now.
Okay, now he's half-sinated right now.
I will, it still takes like apparently 10 to 14 days or so before even the first shot is really, the first shot will get me supposedly to like, I don't know, 65-70%.
Oh, like, really? Okay.
Protected, and then the second one, like 2 weeks after the second one is when you apparently get like 95%.
Okay. Well, still, congratulations, Drake. Yeah. That's super exciting. I mean, like, a guy like me is not going to get the vaccine for, I'll be the last one to get it, you know? Like,
right. And as would I if I was not in a healthcare setting dealing directly with patients who may or may not have, COVID at any given time.
Right. But, I mean, you got one. That's super exciting. Yeah. That's.
I mean, for right now, I know at least that the patients I'm dealing with are safe because I'm down in the OR these days.
Oh, the OR. Surgery. Oh, my God. Have you seen some people just cut open and shit? I've seen some shit.
I've seen some shit so far. I mean, yeah, I walk into a room and the doctor's just with a person's back sliced open.
Wow.
Digging around, screwing their spine together and stuff.
That is insane. We as a human species are insane. I can't believe we do shit.
It
like
is
that.
Insane. It's like, I've had surgery, but I've never been in an actual room while surgery is going on and just standing there. It's just so weird that like the other day I was in one and there were two separate like surgeons for two separate kind of parts of the body that they were doing. And they're just standing over this patient, just chatting away as they're like digging around in there doing stuff, just having a normal conversation, just laughing with like the surgical tech and everything there. And
yikes.
Just
business so as usual. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like they've done this a million times. They're just on like autopilot. Right. Unless something goes wrong, it's just another day for
just
them.
Routine surgery. Cool.
So it's a little different world down there for me, though.
Right.
It's, it's different equipment.
Everything.
Different people. And everything you do, like you go into these rooms, which are super small. And we bring in this giant equipment to x-ray them. And it's just everything I do, I feel so much pressure because there's literally seven other people in the room just standing there watching me, waiting to get back to work.
Oh, yikes. Right, stuff. Right.
So it's just pressure.
Yikes. Well,
I will be grateful when my time down there is done.
So once you're done with school, you'd like to be a regular clinical, like an x-ray technician in a clinic, not really an OR.
I mean, hard to say. I would probably not like to be downstairs in the OR, but if I work in a hospital, odds are I will occasionally have to go down there.
Right, right. Well, cool, man. Cool. Exciting stuff. Jurek, the x-ray technician. Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
Well, student x-ray, technologist.
Technologist. Oh, really? Not technician?
Nope. Technicians are the people that fix the x-ray equipment.
Okay.
Technologists are the people that use the equipment to x-ray.
Interesting. Interesting. Okay.
So technicians are not, have no like medical training.
Right. Right. Okay. Okay. But aren't they called x-ray technicians? Is that not?
They're for short, they're usually referred to as x-ray techs.
Yeah, technician.
But that tech is short for technology.
Oh, that's
not technician.
Whatever. Whatever. Lies and deceit.
No, it's true. Technicians fix the equipment. Technologists okay. use the equipment is and that, work with patients.
Is that like the first thing they teach you in class? Like, okay.
No, that's just something I've learned on the.
On the x-ray technician subreddit. No, please tell me it's
yes,
the x-ray
yes,
technician
it
subreddit.
Is. Well, not x-ray technologist. So it's radiology subreddit.
Yes!
And somebody on there, they were like, they got very offended by being referred to as a technician.
Oh,
like,
my
fuck
God.
The technicians. I'm a technologist.
I love it so much. Yes. So you're yes. part of the x-ray technologist.
Our radiology.
Radiology. Our radiology. Sweet. Is our radiology fighting against the man? And
we are not taking down
giant hedge funds or
taking down hedge funds and buying GameStop.
Yeah, fuck yeah! Power to the people, Wall yeah. Street bets, y'all.
That whole thing is weird and cool, but at the same time, I'm just like, oh my God, can Reddit just go back to normal? Like, it's all every fucking subreddit is talking about.
I know.
I just want my. Fucking normal Reddit.
Can I just have my video game news or what's yeah. happening here? You know,
you don't have to relate everything to these goddamn GameStop shit that I don't even fully understand because I don't understand how stocks work.
Right, right.
Because they don't teach you that shit. We did stuff a bit in school with stock market, but I mean, it was not.
I mean, we had to play.
Look at these things, and you buy this, and
well, yeah, you had to fake buy things.
I don't really understand
and,
what anything means.
Well, I mean, the basics, you know, you buy something low and you sell it high.
Buy low, sell high.
Yeah, you know, like that's the basic fundamental. Although, but like all this weird stuff about a short squeeze and like
yeah.
all the weird, like there's so much weird shit, like short selling and like all this stuff.
Yeah.
I had no idea about, but
I didn't.
I feel like
I've looked up a lot of it to find out what the hell any of it means.
I feel like a fucking stock market expert right now. Like they're pulling a short squeeze
need
right
to
now.
Go buy some stocks, man. Stonks.
I love it. God, I love Reddit so much. It just makes
right,
my soul
anyways.
Happy. Anyway.
How you doing, man?
I am good. I am good. I don't think I have much new to report this week. I've had the last 2 weeks I've had a 3-day week at work. Like I,
solid.
They gave us 4 bonus days off in January and I used them on a Friday, Monday, Friday, Monday. So
that's the way to do it.
Yeah. Yeah. So like, so I don't know. This is my last 3-day weekend this weekend and it's pretty exciting. So, but yeah, otherwise I've not been up to much. Just I've been playing a lot of video games actually, but Jurek, how about you? Tell the Revelers and I, have you played any video games since we last met?
Yeah, just a little. I played and beat Donkey Kong Country 2.
Nice, nice.
Abby's not happy about it.
No, Abby, she didn't want you to get ahead of her, but...
Well, yeah, because she was playing, and she was on, like, the last world, and then I started playing and just beat the game. And...
Okay. Well, yeah, that will happen.
Every time I play that game, though, I do forget
how shitty it is.
No, it's fantastic, but the last, like, three or four levels in that game are fucking hard, man.
Are they? I don't even know if I've ever been there. I mean, I probably have, but
they're tough. But yeah, so I played and beat that. And then earlier today, I started playing Yooka-Laylee and the Impossible Lair.
I have it. I have it. I started it like a month or two ago. I played maybe 10 minutes of it. And I've not touched it since. Is it fun? Is it?
Yeah, I like it. I played earlier today. For like a few hours or so.
Okay.
I'm like,
it's an N64 game, right? It's like a Banjo Kazooie, right? Like
the original, the first Yooka-Laylee is so the this one is like a side scrolling one.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. Or
I thought the Impossible Lair was just a expansion.
Nope, the Impossible Lair is its own standalone game.
Oh,
it's side scrolling. I would say, yeah, more akin to Tropical Freeze.
Okay.
So the original, the first Yooka-Laylee is like it was funded on Kickstarter and everything because it was the team that made it is comprised of a bunch of ex Rare people who worked on Banjo-Kazooie.
Oh, so okay,
The original one is like Banjo-Kazooie. It's a 3D collect-a-thon.
And did you play that one?
I never played that.
Oh, no. So you're just playing the second one. Oh.
I'm just playing this one because it looked cool because it's a 2D side-scrolling platformer, which I was kind of in the mood for.
Okay.
And it was on Games Pass.
So. Oh, yep.
You know, but yeah, it's really fun. It's cool. You go into, you know, the levels and they're fairly short and they're fun and stuff. It's got some cool mechanics. It's like Banjo-Kazooie still where you have kind of the two characters.
Okay. Oh, Yooka-Laylee. Yeah.
Yooka-Laylee. So you're the like iguana or chameleon or something.
I think, chameleon,
bat,
I think.
With a bat, Laylee on your back, essentially. If you have both of them and you get hit, then Laylee comes like off of you. And you can catch her again before she flees. Otherwise, then you're just Yooka. And you lose some of your abilities then until you get her back.
Okay. Cool.
But otherwise, yeah, it's really cool because there's a big overworld kind of thing where it's like a top-down isometric view.
Sure,
essentially.
Sure.
Where you're exploring and you got to find all the different levels and there's secrets to find there and things to collect there too, but there are enemies, but you can't die or anything. It seems like.
Okay.
But you find the different levels and each level then also has two variations of it. So I like the first one, the first time they ever do it, for example, the levels are chapters of a book that got spread out throughout the world. So I go into this little small book that's sitting in a little pond of water. So I went into it then and there was like water spouts shooting and stuff. And that's how it was normal. And then I grabbed the thing and froze that water and you go in again. And it's the same level layout, except for all the water spouts are now frozen and there's ice everywhere.
Oh, okay. Cool.
So, and every level has a variation similar, something like that. There's two different versions of the same level where the level is the exact same layout, but there's enough different
there's
where it feels
something
like
different.
A different level.
Right. Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Yooka-Laylee.
Yeah, it's fun.
Nice. Yeah.
Yooka-Laylee and the Impossible Lair.
Right.
Not just regular
right.
Yooka-Laylee.
I have a regular Yooka-Laylee. I bought it, I've heard about it forever. You know, like it's a popular game. People like it.
Yeah.
And it was on sale or something. And so I bought it. Like I have it on my Switch, but I played it for like a minute. It was like right at the peak of my I'm really into Smash Brothers time, you know, which was the last 2 years of my life. But but
you might like Impossible Lair because, yeah, it's a, you know, side scrolling platformer and stuff. It's really fun.
OK,
I enjoy it. I think I'll enjoy my time with it.
Excellent. Cool.
And it's not so much collect-a-thon.
It's not the first one is. So
this
yeah.
one is more there's like five secret coins in each level.
Okay.
Or whatnot. And each level then has, I guess, technically 10 because when you get the variation of the level, there's five new ones to find.
I see.
Yeah.
Cool.
I dig that. What Excellent. Are you playing,
man? Well, I've been playing again, well, Smash and Animal Crossing, of course, but
always
Smash and Animal Crossing, but also more fucking Slay the Spire. I cannot get enough of this fucking game.
I did try Slay the Spire.
Oh, you did? And
I played one round of it, and I mean,
you got annihilated, probably.
I think maybe. I mean, I made it through the first, I died halfway through, like, the second
level, the city.
Level, or whatever.
Okay. That's pretty good. I mean, that's, basically, they want you to at least get to the first boss every single time.
Yeah, I beat the first boss.
Okay. Which one did you get?
Oh God, I don't even know. No.
Was it a slime? Was it a green slime?
No.
Was it a guy who after some damage is done, he turns into like a rock?
Yep.
Ah, okay. Yep. I can't remember what that one's name is, but there's three bosses per level, and okay. it's random whichever one you'll get, but yeah, Slay the Spire. I mean, you did play it for a minute, but...
I mean, yeah, it seemed... I mean, maybe I'll eventually go... I think just at the time, I was just like...
Not in the mood.
This is not the type of game I'm in the mood for. It just made me... I was like, I really want something more action-y.
Oh, no, and it's not action-y. It's more thinky. You gotta, like... Right. I don't know.
I wasn't in the mood to learn the strategies involved and try to learn which cards to use.
Oh, see, and that's
too much for me at the time.
That's what I have the most fun with is just like today, I was playing earlier and I was doing an Ironclad run. He's like the first guy. He's probably the guy you played as. Yeah. And like I got a couple cards and I was like, God damn it, these are not the cards I should have chose. This is so shitty. But then I won the run because like those cards turns out were doing some work. And it was just like I got these cards that were like every time you get a status or curse card, do 10 damage, or every time you get a status or curse card, draw a card. And I had those two cards and I was like, fuck. But then I got all these other cards that gave me status and curse cards. And like, it seems like a bad thing to have those cards, but they were working with these other cards. And it was just like, holy shit. Like I'm doing like fucking tons of damage every, like, I don't know. It was just it's so fun to stumble upon stuff like that. Like, that's why I love the game. Cause it's like, oh shit. I thought these cards were shitty, but turns out if you have these four cards together, you're like unstoppable,
and
you know?
You can build your deck around something like that.
Yeah. I don't know. That's what I love. And I just like, I've been doing, so I've been playing mainly the main game almost the entire time I've been playing, but there are these daily challenges. Just yesterday was a daily challenge that I just like absolutely loved. It was the Silent, which is the second character. But the rules were you did not start with the starter deck. You just started with one of every single rare card. And so like your starting deck was 35 cards. And like, I don't know, it was the first daily challenge that I actually won. I just had so much fun with it. Like all of a sudden you have one of every single rare card and you can just like make all this weird shit happen. And each combat is different because it's like, oh, this time I'm going to use these cards and make this weird shit happen. And then this time I'm going to use these cards. Like, these are my first cards in my hand. Like, I don't know. I had a blast playing the daily challenge. I'm going to do them more often. I actually have a daily challenge run that I had to pause earlier because, but I'm ready to go back to it. I'm excited. I don't know. Slay the Spire. And I've been really like I said, I bought it on my phone too. So like I've got, yeah. I'm a little bit behind where I am on my Switch on my phone, but I'm catching up. Like, I don't know. It's just, I play it at work now. Like, I shouldn't probably say that on the podcast, but yeah, but I don't actually like play it while I'm working, you know, like, but on breaks and like on my lunch really is when I play it. But, yeah. but I don't know. It's super fun.
Yeah, I mean, it seemed like a game that I would like. I just
you weren't
currently.
In the mood.
I'm not in the mood for something like that.
Yeah. Well, someday, hopefully you are. Cause I don't know, like it just, it hooked me like right away. Like I just got hooked. I don't know. And it's so fun. And there's only like each character only has 75 different cards that you can possibly get. And so like you see them all, you know, like I've seen all the cards now and like, but still, it's still fun because you just never know which ones you're going to get. And I don't know. I like that aspect of it. Like, all right, what am I going to do this time? And then like you start getting cards and you're like, oh, okay, I'm going to make my deck try and do this, but it's just not working out, you know, like, it's just like, I'm just not getting quite the right cards that I need. So then all of a sudden you pivot, you get like another card and you're like, oh, maybe that'll work. And then you do a you do a battle and you're just like, holy shit. Like I just destroyed that guy because I got this new card and it's just the best. Like, I don't know. I'm loving Slay the Spire. I can't get enough of it right now. In fact, there's been like several days this week where I didn't even play Smash.
Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah. Like several days, not just one day. Like, yeah, it's crazy times around the early household right now.
All right.
Anyway though, Jurig, this week we are going to be playing Super Dodgeball on the NES. What do you think? Should we get to our three questions?
Yeah, we might as well.
Well, let's do it. So wait a minute. There we go. Let's do it. So for those that don't know, what we do is Jurek does a little research on the game and he'll tell us about the game in a few minutes here. But I do a little digging of my own and I've tried to come up with three questions I don't think he stumbled across in his research. So I'm about to try and stump the researcher. Are you ready, Jurek?
Bring it on, man.
Here we go. Super Dodgeball NES question number one. There are many different ports of this game, each one a little different, with them usually just changing things like team size, player size, etc., like some visual changes, stuff like that. However, the Game Boy version is vastly different from all the others. How so?
No idea. I can't even guess. I read nothing about a Game Boy version.
Ah, okay. Well, the Game Boy version is different than all the others because, like, all the others still have all the same teams and stuff. It's like USA, Japan, you know, Iceland. Yeah, Kenya. Yeah, like some odd country choices, but I'm glad they're included, you know?
Right.
But the Game Boy version is vastly different from all the others because it replaces all of the international teams with themed teams such as like punks, mobsters, superheroes, pirates, and ninjas.
What?
Yeah. I don't know. The Game Boy version.
Obviously, the ninjas would win.
I mean, you would think so, but
they're masters of every style of combat,
including dodging balls.
Damn right.
Which is like the ultimate form of combat. So,
yeah.
If you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
And a ninja can definitely dodge a wrench.
definitely. Okay, 0 for 1 here, Drake. 0 for 1. Here we go. Question number 2. Speaking of ports, what version of Super Dodgeball is one of the most sought after games on its particular console?
Which version? That's got to be the Amiga.
Nice try. Nice random guess there. The actual answer is the Neo Geo. The Neo Geo version. It's a super wanted game because it's the very last game ever produced by Technos Japan Corp, which is who made Super Dodgeball, who made like the Kuniokuni or Kuniokin. I don't know what it is.
Kuniokun,
that series, like it's like River City Ransom, Super Dodgeball, you know, like those kind of games. And the Neo Geo version of Super Dodgeball is the very last game ever produced by them. So it is highly sought after as a Neo Geo game. I don't know. I was kind of reaching for questions, on this particular one, but I did find one. So you're 0 for 2 here, Jurek. 0 for 2. Here we go. Question number 3. In the Japanese arcade version of Super Dodgeball, who gives you your trophy if you beat the game?
who gives you your trophy?
Who gives you your trophy? So, yeah, who gives you your trophy if you beat the game? Keep in mind, this is in the Japanese arcade version.
Japanese arcade version.
Yep.
The person that gives you your trophy is Kunio from the Kunio Kun series.
Oh, so close. So close.
Hulk Hogan.
No, it's not. Actually, that's actually closer to who it actually is.
Is it, what?
It's the Macho Man, Randy. What? I'm just kidding. No. I'm totally just kidding. Yeah. Like, oh, yeah.
I would believe it.
No, it is. It's actually the person who gives you your trophy is none other than Superman.
What?
Yep, Superman gives you
what
your trophy.
What the fuck is Superman doing there?
Well, it actually makes sense because... Well, it does because Superman, I guess, to the Japanese is a very American symbol, right? And in the Japanese arcade version, the final team you have to beat is the USA. So when right. you beat them, it makes sense that Superman gives out your trophy. In the American arcade version... The final team to beat is the Japanese team. This is the arcade version, not okay. the console version. Yep. In the console version, it's the USSR.
Console version, you're fighting the Russians.
Yes, yes. But in the arcade version, in the American arcade version, you are the American team, and the final battle is against the Japanese team, and. If you beat them, a generic ninja hands you the trophy.
generic ninja.
Well, yeah, I don't know. Like that's what I read. A generic ninja, but just a ninja hands you the trophy because okay. they're
of course it is.
Apparently ninjas are Japanese. Well, they are, but yeah, I don't know. So okay, 0-3 this week, Drake.
0-3. Shit.
I'm giving
doesn't
myself.
Happen.
I gave
that doesn't happen.
Gave myself some Hold coins there. Often. Yeah. Well, would you like to tell the Revelers and I, wait a minute. There we go. Would you like to tell the Revelers and I a little bit about Super Dodgeball on the Nintendo Entertainment System?
No, because now I'm all bitter about losing.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Podcast over. It's fucking
Podcast
done.
Podcast over. You picked dumb questions and I'm done.
All right. That's fair. That's fair. You can't come to my birthday party and Thank I don't you. Care.
Didn't even ask me about like the history of dodgeball.
I didn't. I know you took a bunch of notes about dodgeball
well,
facts.
So. I literally have like one note.
All right. What is it? Ask me a question. Ask me a dodgeball
all right.
fact.
Who is credited with essentially developing the modern game of dodgeball started in 1905?
That would be Patches O'Houlihan.
No.
You can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure. It would be Philip Ferguson.
Philip Ferguson. That was actually going to be my second guess.
He was, I think it said he was like a student at like Yale or something.
And he was like, he you went, know what we should do, you guys?
Well, no, at the time there was a version of dodgeball that somebody else had brought back to America after seeing it played a something similar played by like African tribes or something.
Okay.
But then it was still played outside on like a big field and everything. So Philip Ferguson was like, it would be better if it was in a gym because then you're contained to a certain area and you know, you can get trapped and everything. There's limits to what you can do and where you can go.
Oh, Philly.
And,
yeah.
And apparently at that time, still, before this it was not like one hit and you're out.
Oh really?
Like this game, I think in Super Dodgeball you can get hit multiple times.
Yeah, you have health, yeah,
essentially.
Yeah. And that's, I think actually, yeah, you're right, that's how the original Dodgeball was. You had health or you could get hit like a few times or something.
Yeah,
I guess I don't know.
Yeah, before 1905,
of course. You know, those were my golden years, Drake. Like we're talking.
Wow, you're older than I thought.
I am. I'm actually. I was born in 1883. Actually, not 1983. I was born 100 years before I led
so you're
believe.
You're the oldest living person.
That is correct. That is, yeah. That is correct. Cool. Can't believe that is correct. I'm surprised you didn't know that.
You're good for your age.
Well, I got a little gray in my beard, so you know. Like,
you got a lot of.
Gray okay, gray not beard, a, not yeah. My entire beard is gray, so yeah. You know, like.
I have a little bit of gray.
You have a little gray in your beard. You're right.
I don't have a beard right now, but.
No, you don't, baby face, old baby face, Yurik over there. anyway, all right. Continue. Anyways, continue.
Super Dodgeball, released in 1989, developed by Technos Japan. In North America, though, the game was published by CSG ImageSoft.
Okay.
As it says right there. In
it
the
sure does.
CSG ImageSoft Incorporated. The director of the game is Mitsuhiro Yoshida. Don't know what else they've worked on. And the composer is Katsuo Sawa, and Earl is all over the place.
Sorry. I was looking for my controller. I failed to remember that I dropped it earlier, and I just decided I made a decision not to pick it up, and then I couldn't find it. So,
okay.
Yeah. Anyway.
All right. So, composer Katsuo Sawa.
Okay. What's happening to you?
There's the guy on the dodgeball.
Oh, he does say hi.
He's just sitting on the L saying hi.
He does. Do you have a mute on your TV?
I do.
Okay.
Can you hear mine?
I can. Nice. And maybe the revelers could. I don't know, but.
Well, then you can finally hear some music.
Well let's.
You always hear music.
I mean, should we listen to some music right now?
Let's do it.
It's fine music. It's fine.
Yeah.
But it feels like it doesn't fit with a dodgeball game.
Yeah.
But
the whole time it was just like this. I don't know what type of game this music is for. And I don't know what type of music goes with a dodgeball.
I know that's the other thing. Like it feels like it's not dodgeball game music, but I'm not sure what dodgeball game music is.
But it just feels like music that should be with, I don't know, like a side scrolling platformer or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
At times,
which I mean, they probably just like, maybe it's a lot of recycled music from, or unused music or something from like River City Ransom or something, you know, like, which is an action game like that. I don't know. It just doesn't, like, it's fine music. It's all fine.
Yeah,
but
it is.
Yeah, you're right. It feels like it belongs to a different game. I don't know. Yeah.
And I don't know exactly what that means, but.
No, it does, though. It does. We listened to that
Revelers,
first song and we were like, what?
You know.
Yeah. Yeah, you know.
It's not dodgeball.
It's not dodgeball music. But if you ask me what dodgeball music is, I will not tell you.
No, there's no answer for that question.
No.
All right. But yeah, it's a dodgeball game. There's three different modes. There's World Cup, Versus, and Beanball, which is just like a free-for-all.
Yeah, it's like classic. That's classic gymnasium dodgeball.
Right. And there's like 10 teams to choose from. Kind of different players on the team have different stats. So different teams have different stats and everything. And yeah, you play dodgeball. You throw the ball at each other, you whittle down their health, then they go away.
Yeah, you whittle down their health. You don't just hit them once, you know, which is like how we think of like our modern sensibilities of dodgeball. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Anyways. I mean, I don't have a ton of information on it.
All right. Well, should we get to playing this game or?
Let's play some dodgeball.
Let's fucking do it. I think we better do a shot first, though, Jerick.
I got one ready.
I also do. And mine is way overfilled. I'll tell you that much.
That sounds about right.
I've also, like, for the first time ever, I finished my beer. Like, I don't know. What are we? We're a half hour into the podcast, I guess. I'm pounding them tonight. Like this is gonna be an Earl is extra drunk episode. I don't know why, but this is what we got going.
Is it because you're hungry, so you're just drinking beer instead?
I think that might be. Like I haven't eaten much today. Like I don't know. So we'll see how this night brings us. But how this night brings us, Drake. That's what we
how
will
this
see.
This night brings us.
We will see that for sure. Revelers. As you may or may not know, we encourage you to drink along with us. However, our only rules are you are of legal drinking age and not driving.
Indeed.
So if you're drinking along with us, raise your glasses. Cilantro. That's how it's fucking done.
Is that how it's done?
That's how it's fucking done. That's how you do a shot. That's how you fucking do a podcast right now.
Oh, is their podcast over?
Yep, we're done.
That's how we do it. This is how we do it.
You want to take us out, Drake, or? I'm just kidding.
Until next week, dodgeball.
Dodgeball. Here, what else we got here? We got I don't remember what this one is.
F and A.
I just got a bunch of quotes from the movie Dodgeball.
Yeah.
And by bunch, I mean three. All right, let's play some fucking dodgeball. Let's play two player, right? Like, do we want to do one player?
Let's do one player first for a little bit until we both figure out how to play the game, and then maybe we'll play each other.
Okay. I'm going to put it on easy.
Yeah.
I'm doing it. Yeah. Here we go. Elimination round one. Team USA All-Stars. Skill level easy. Here we go. Change position.
Team USA versus Team USA.
Oh, shit. So we got Sam, John, Mike, Randy, Bill, and Steve versus Jack, Tom, Fred, Ben, Paul, and David. Those are all super American names.
generic white guy names.
Yeah, those are all generic white guy names. Okay, let's see. Change position, yes or no? No, I'm not doing it.
Yeah,
oh, my God. Oh, yeah, bitch. I threw you the ball, motherfucker. I have no idea what's going on. Everybody's flashing.
What do you do with it? So yeah, you.
This is me.
That's still you. It's weird. Yeah, the layout it showed it was like.
Oh, I did 3 hit points of damage.
So you have your 3 guys here in the on your side, and then there's other 3 guys around the perimeter on your side are the other team.
I just jumped over the fucking fence. I don't know what's happening.
It's illegal.
Oh.
Oh, God. He just, like, pummeled you twice.
He's literally wrecking me. I don't know how to pick up the ball. I don't know how to do anything.
So, basically, yeah, you lose by losing your 3 guys in the main middle area.
I lost one.
He crushed
you. He just wrecked me.
He did, like, 18 hit points of damage.
I think he just did a special move. My own guy just hit me. Oh, I hit a guy on the side. What's up, bitch?
Yeah, so I don't really understand the guys on the side.
I don't either.
It seems weird.
This is not the game I remember.
You're surrounded by 3 guys from the other team.
How do you catch a goddamn ball?
I don't know if you can.
Ugh.
I mean, I would assume.
I feel like we should be playing together first so we can learn how to play.
But instead, we're just going to lose to the computer.
Oh, I nailed him right in the back of the head. What's up, bitch? It seems like, oh, God, he nailed me.
It seems really hard to dodge.
It is.
You're not going to be dodging any wrenches in this game.
No, no wrenches shall be dodged. I passed it to my guy. I passed it to another guy.
Is one of the buttons.
Oh, what up, bitch?
Like, throw?
Yeah, it seems like A is pass and B is throw.
God, look out. He's going to throw it at you. You got all 3 of your guys just right up front.
Well,
oh,
I don't know. Like, you can only control one of them.
Yeah, I suppose.
I don't know how to, like, I don't know how to defend. I literally don't know what buttons I'm pressing. Like,
Mike is looking shaky, man.
Well, Mike can fucking derelict my balls. I don't know what.
Well, he's about to.
Well,
I don't know what that means, but
I'm just. Oh, is Mike dead?
You got hit. No, I think John got hit.
Oh, John. Maybe. John, you're really fucking it up for all of us.
Or maybe Sam. I don't know.
Okay, I got the ball. Throw it. Oh, bitch! Right in your face.
Nailed him.
It seems like they do way more damage. They're like doing special moves and shit. I don't know how to do a special move.
I don't know how to do anything.
How the fuck do I move my guy?
How do you switch guys? This game needs more buttons.
Oh, I did a cool jump thing. I caught it!
Oh, you caught it!
Okay. I'm the best Super Dodgeball player of all time right now.
Oh, bye, Mike.
Mike's gone.
Mike's dead. Oh, he literally died.
Yeah, yeah.
He turned into an angel.
That was actually going to be one of my three questions was like, is this in actuality the most extreme version of dodgeball of all time? And the answer would be, yes, it is, because people literally die.
People die. He died.
Oh,
poor
man.
Mike.
You got to time your B presses, and you also have to be... You also have to be facing the right way.
to catch it.
To catch it, yeah. Which, like, yeah, caught it. What's up, bitch?
Wow, nice.
Yeah. All right. If you can anticipate, you have to anticipate where they are. Yeah, what's up, bitch?
It still does
one damage, but
one damage.
Yeah.
Oh, you even caught a super throw.
Yeah, I caught a super throw. I don't know how to do a super throw is the problem.
How do you jump in the air like they're doing?
I believe I was pressing.
How do you? There you go.
Oh, it does six.
Six damage.
Oh, my God. What I did is I pressed.
Well, you got the catching down.
I've pressed A and B at the same time.
Oh,
oh,
you
my
guys
God.
Are looking rough.
Don't worry, I'm gonna fuck this guy up. I did two damage. Yeah, what's up, bitch? Woo!
I take out Tom and Fred, but you know Jack is.
Yeah, I can't be beat now. I like these guys. They always go in the same plane as you, so like you can just wait for them to throw it. Okay, like.
Tom's dead.
Tom's dead? Is that on my team or?
No, their team. You killed Tom. You killed one of
their killed
players.
Fucking Tom.
You dodgeballed him to death.
Yeah.
Pranked him to death with a tire
iron. I pranked him to death with a tire iron.
Whammy, blammy, wowie, zowie.
Oh, yeah. I'm fucking these bitches up.
You are. Now that you figured out how to play, oh, you got hit in the back of the head, though.
Oh no!
Oh god!
Oh my god, Sam!
This dude's taking you out now.
I don't know how to.
Yeah, when I read that when you get down to like two health, you start getting a bit slow or something as well.
Well, that seems to be true.
Oh! See, I don't understand what the two is. Both your guys were down to two health. Each bar of health must signify it's just you, it's two on one now.
Well, this bitch,
you just got Jack left to take care of.
Jack thinks he's good as fuck, but he sucks.
He
I'm about ready to take this motherfucker down. Drake, I know I've been playing for a while here, but
this whole man's career.
Oh, this guy, woo, bitch,
there you won.
Oh, I killed him. I literally killed him. Team USA, USA.
F-N-A, Cotton, F-N-A.
Yeah.
F-N-A.
Okay, round two, Drake. This is you here.
All right.
Hang
Team
on.
Team USA versus Team England.
Select a swap. Okay, this should be you now.
Okay.
So don't, you can change position if you want. Sam, John, and Mike were pretty all right for me is all I'm saying.
All right. Well, I'm gonna change it up a bit, you know. Sam seemed really good.
Jurek, vamp about what you're doing for a minute.
And then Randy, we're gonna bring Randy into the infield and Steve. And then we're gonna put Bill, John, and Mike.
What is happening
into the perimeter? I'm changing it up, man.
You're changing it up.
We got Sam, Randy, and Steve.
Oh,
in the
shit.
And I've demoted John and Mike.
John and Mike have been demoted. Wow, that's bold, Drake. That's bold. Let's see how it plays out for him, Cotton. Bold move.
Okay. Now okay, there we go.
Okay, so B will catch the ball. You have to be facing them, though. If you press A and B at the same time, you jump, and then press B in the air, and you'll do that mega throw. Or you'll do a throw that, like, gets you... Oh, see, you're too close.
Yep.
You'll get it in a sec here. You'll get it in a sec. I don't know how to catch it from the guys on the side. Like, the guys on the side can fuck you up. Like, there's guys on the other team on your side, which is super weird. This is not the dodgeball we played in gym class. You know?
This is certainly not.
It's fun, though. I just had a blast with that game I just played.
Oh, man. He's
Randy somebody. Or Steve. No, Steve has it right now. You are Steve. If you see, A will,
yeah, I don't wanna...
you press A and you passed it.
Okay, so A passes it.
B catches it. Catch it. Oh, you got to face him.
I wasn't facing the right
yeah,
way.
Yeah, pretty much always, like, what I learned is they'll, if the other team has it, they will get right in line with you. They'll get right on the same plane with you.
Oh, smoke that guy.
Just stand right there. Oh. Oh, he passed it.
Oh, he passed it.
Okay, maybe I'm wrong. I don't know.
That guy.
Fucking Steve.
How did he come in here?
Oh, you caught it. Oh, you fucked him up.
I threw it back at him.
I think
I don't care about you, though. Yeah, I don't win if I take you guys out.
I think you do. I mean, that's the team. Those are players.
Get out of here. Oh, my God.
They are wrecking you, Drake.
I know. They keep coming in.
There we go. Press A and B at the same time. Yes. Mega hit.
There we go. Six
hole damage.
I turned around.
See, you have to, like, when you run back, you have to make sure you press back the other way just once so that you turn around. Oh, my God. That was 16 damage.
16.
You just fucked Scott up.
I tried to press it. Didn't press it at the right time.
James, Scott, and Cliff. Are those European names or what?
Apparently.
I have the fucking hiccups. You did 13 damage?
I did.
Holy shit. How are you figuring out special moves? Oh, you fucked that guy up.
I didn't mean to do that. I just kind of like mashed B.
Yeah, just mash the button.
It's all about the jump serve.
Yeah, the jump serve. Now grab it. Oh.
You can't get the timing.
That's okay. You'll get it. Here we go. Jump serve time. Bitch, 10 damage. Cliff is fucked. You just fucked Cliff's life up, dude.
Well, I did fuck Cliff's life up.
Cliff's,
I killed him.
Literally killed him with a dodgeball. Like, what the fuck? Oh, my God.
Shouldn't have been standing there.
He should have been standing there. That sounds right.
All
right,
there we go.
Caught
my first ball.
Oh, yes. Yeah, once you catch one, you'll be like, oh, that's how you do it. Boom, there you go. Yeah, yep. See? Yes. Boom. See, like every single time. Oh, you just fucked Scott up, too.
Scott's dead.
Scott's dead
AF.
All
we got left is James.
James. So James seems like the captain. So something that I learned is that every character in this game is just a head swap. So all their bodies are the same, but their heads are different. And there are apparently more.
Sam is dead.
Rest in peace. R.I.P. Sam. R.I.P.
We hardly knew you, Sam.
But apparently there are more rare heads than others. And like if one guy on a team has a different looking head than the rest of the guys, he's probably the captain and is the most powerful player. That guy just did a crazy, like,
I don't know what that was.
Upsies downsies move. That
yeah,
was like,
right?
Like the ball was like up, down, up, down, up, down. Like it was really weird. I don't know. This whole game is just the bee's knees. I'm loving every second of this. Oh, James is almost fucked. Oh, he can barely move.
Look at him. He's
he sucks.
He's dazed and confused, man.
He looks like a fucking Neanderthal.
Matthew McConaughey.
Oh man. Oh, he fucked up your side player. Oh no, that's Randy. No, that's Randy getting fucked up.
He's still.
Or no, that's Steve.
Stop coming into my shit, you guys.
How do they grab it when it's on the court?
I don't know.
Oh, you pass it to him. Oh no, he passed it. I don't know what's going on right now.
I don't know what's going on either.
They're fucking your shit up is what's happening. You got this.
Pick up the ball.
I pressed B to pick it up. I don't know what you're pressing, but oh, you did it. He's dead.
All right, they're all dead.
USA.
I killed USA. Team England.
Fuck yeah. Man, that's fun. Okay, so we can keep doing this. All right, or
no, let's play each other.
I agree.
Reset the game.
Resetting. Let's do versus play. Oh, you're in control right now.
Oh, okay. We'll do versus play.
Here we go. I'm team two.
So did you know that this game was the first game on NES or on Famicom to have four player mode?
This was? I did not know that.
Super Dodgeball on the Famicom in Japan. This was the first game ever to support four player play with like a multi-tap kind of thing.
Yeah, so you could plug in the multi-tap. Like that was, oh my God, awesome. Yeah.
Wikipedia, that's what it said, is that this was the first game on Famicom. I don't know if it was the first game
on NES. But still, I could see having a blast playing this with four players. You know? Like, I don't know. Who are you going to be?
I'm going to be Team Iceland.
You know what? If you're going to be, I'm going to be Team Kenya.
Abby's nodding over there. Like, yeah, obviously.
For the revelers who are uninformed, Jurek's wife, Abby, is Icelandic. So, yeah.
Well, yeah.
I mean, her dad is.
Her family is Icelandic.
Yeah. Also, she
makes her Icelandic.
Yeah, it does.
And we went to Iceland together.
Oh man,
and we want to go back.
That trip looked fucking amazing.
I mean, she's been there now three times, four times,
47.
No, four times, three times, I think.
Okay. I'm sorry to interrupt your Iceland talk. I'm looking at one of my guys' names. And it's Yemi.
Yemi.
How do I know the name Yemi? It's from Lost.
It's Mr. Echo's brother.
Yes. Yes. I was like, Yemi. How do I know that name? Yeah. Oh, my God. Remember how good Lost was? Fuck, Jurek. My team is Yemi, Oba, Taha, Ao, Bwogi, and Y.
Mine's Helgi, Nuts with a
Newt.
K.
That's Newt. Or Knut.
Hans, Bjorn, Nils, and Gisli.
I really like that they gave the ethnic teams like their proper names, you know? Like, those are Icelandic names. Mine are Kenyan names, you know? Like, that's good. Good job, Japan, Technos Japan Corp. All right, let's do this. Kenya's right, about to destroy Iceland. You think you got this, Drake? You think you got this?
I do think I got this.
Nope. Bitch.
This is just going to be a game of...
Oh!
Other than, I guess, yeah, maybe those.
We just keep fucking... Oh! How do I jumped over the net.
Wow, my guys have way more health than you.
They do, holy shit. But my guys might be like faster or stronger or something.
Yeah, there must be something.
So that is like that's a big difference between the arcade version and the NES port. Is like in the arcade version, all the guys are the same except for the captains. There's two captains that are, or not two, but the captain of each team is different. They have like, they can do the power moves. But in the NES version, everybody can do the power moves, and the guys are different. They each have their own stats, and that's why, like, your guys have tons of health.
Oof.
But, oh, yeah, I fucked you up there.
You did fuck me up there.
Super move!
I don't know what happened there.
I don't either. I threw it backwards. I just got wrecked, too, by your fucking guy. How do I switch guys?
Yeah, there doesn't seem to be a way to do that.
Like, why am I this guy now? I don't want to be that guy. I want to... Ah! I have no idea what's going on. Oh, I fucked you up. That's what's going on.
Now you caught it.
Bitch!
Oh, ouch. You fucked me up there.
13 damage, bitch.
You fucked up Gisli.
Yeah, Gisli can't fucking handle a dodgeball. He can't dodge a wrench, my man.
Good thing he doesn't have to dodge a wrench.
I know.
He just has to dodge a ball.
I don't know how to do this where it's literally the most back and forth thing I've ever seen.
Yeah. You know, like this could be a long, yeah. I feel like with human players, when once you both figure it out, the game could go on for a while.
Fuck. That was my
but it only did one damage.
Yeah, but I have way less health than you. How do I do a super move? I'm going to do that. That's not it. I tried to do like a sub-zero freeze, like a down forward B.
Like, I thought it was just kind of a running or jumping attack or something.
Oh, I tried to dodge, I tried to jump and grab the ball, but it didn't work. Although it really fucked up where the ball was. Yeah, bitch. What? What just happened? Why did...
I don't know.
My guy caught it, and then he ran to the edge and dropped it for you. What is happening? I don't understand this game at all.
Just tag him while he's down. Get him while he's down. Just keep hitting him.
Fucking get me. I don't... Like, I don't know... Okay, hang on. I thought maybe... Oh, yeah, okay. It seems like the lower to the ground that you throw it, the better the shot is, but I don't know. Oh, I fucked it up.
grab it. Okay. Got it.
I do not know what's happening. Ah, I pressed it too soon. Drix.
Come here.
Oh, my God. Drix, the best super dodgeball player of all time. And I am literally the worst. Bitch.
It is. I don't fully understand. Oh, wow.
14 damage. That's literally as much as you can get.
But I guess I don't know if maybe then, yeah, your guys are stronger.
Like maybe they're stronger or faster or something. Oh, the Kenyan. I did read something about the Kenyan guys that they're like, they have less health than everyone else, but they're super strong or something. Yeah. Oh, my God.
I guess, I mean, I would hope so. There's got to be
some kind of trade-off, you know? Like
trade-off. Like, I mean, yeah, my guys have so much health.
And my guys have, like, barely any compared to yours. But I don't know. I seem to be fucking you up. So what's up, motherfucker? I actually don't know what that means. I'm sorry.
You're fucking me up.
I'm not fucking you up. I'm doing... average at best.
Well, average shows Jim.
Average shows Jim. If you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball. 4 damage, bitch. Oh, man, it's hard to tell what plane you're on. Like, yeah. I thought I wasn't going to get hit by that ball, but I definitely did. Also, that's not my guy. Like, I wish you could control the other guys. I wish I could tell it. Like,
I know there seems to be no way
to switch guys,
like switch guys,
unless you're the guy closest or something. I don't.
That seems to be the case. That's why. Yeah, it seems like maybe this game should have been on like Super Nintendo.
There is a Super Famicom version of this game. Okay. It's released only in Japan. It's called Super Dodgeball.
Super Dodge.
I'm just kidding. I have no idea what it's called. It's called like Super Kinyokuni or whatever. What is that word?
It's called Super Dodgeball 2 or something?
No, because it's not like it was never, it was Japan. So it was, it was never Super Dodgeball 1. It was Kunio-kini 1 or I don't
remember what this game was called in Japan.
I watched myself run away and get hit. Like I knew that was going to, yeah. Like I was like, nope, running away is not the right move. Oh, I just did 20 damage. What's up, bitch? Oh, to my guy. That's my ball guy back there. I don't know who it was.
Yeah, we don't see their names.
No, we don't. The other guys, like, I want to know who your like third player is. You know, like,
right?
I really have no idea what's going on. I really don't know. Like,
I don't know either half the time.
I feel like I'm getting wrecked. Like
I wrecked
fucking
it there. Like just
Kinyokuni here.
One of my guys on the side. I threw it at you, and then you fell over, and then I threw it at you again while you were down. That seems to be the only way I can do anything against you. Ugh. If I throw it to my outside guys and then do something like that. I got lucky that...
How do you throw it to your outside guys? You do this. Oh, hey. Shit. Yeah, what's up? Ah, this is called...
Throwing it back and forth.
That's called keep away, bitch.
This is not fucking hot potato, man.
Yeah, it is. It's fucking...
Well, I mean, you're not going to win.
This is goddamn dodgeball. Are you going to win like that? Yeah, you hit me for one.
I know. My guys are...
I feel like
my guys are definitely weaker.
The side guys do less damage for sure.
Yeah. I don't know that I can do...
I gotta stop jumping around like a dick. Oh my god. What is that? What's your goddamn... You can't do your special move from the side?
Yeah, but it only did 2 damage. You can do a jump move, but yeah.
You've caught every one of my balls for the last 8 throws. Like, I don't know. I don't even know. I don't know.
That did nothing. What? I don't even know what the fuck happened there. It's definitely a different game, 2-player.
It is. Oh my god. I literally just dropped the ball and let you get it. I dropped the ball. God damn it. I knew you were gonna do that too. Like like I know what your move is, but I still keep getting
hit.
The
only move I have. It's like the only move to do.
Yeah, but I can't hit you now to save my life because you have figured out all my moves. That was a nice fake out, Drake. Good job, dude. That was good.
100% not intentional.
No. You totally intended to do that. I know you did.
Yeah.
See, like, you're just wrecking me
now. Oh, Yemi's
like,
dead.
Yemi! No!
Yemi and your cocaine and the statue of Mary.
Oh, no, it's actually heroin, but.
Well, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's what I have, heroin. Charlie's
bitch.
Ball.
Oh, I was ready to bitch slap you with that ball, but
I threw it at one of your outside guys. I didn't mean to, because there's no point.
I don't know how to get
it. He's dazed and confused.
I can't get it.
Now I just gotta take out Oba and Taha.
Oba and Taha cannot be taken out, dude. These Oba and Taha are too fucking strong.
Get the ball. Get the ball.
Get off my fucking side of the court. Why can you just come on my side? Like, what the fuck is that? Bitch. I'm going to throw.
I'm going to kick. What is happening?
I'm throwing a ball at you.
I think we're playing catch.
I'm just trying to fuck up your team, bruh. I'm Kenya, man. Kenya cannot be beat right now. Except for when I throw you
everybody
the ball.
Everybody can be beat.
No. I'm literally just mashing buttons. I have no idea what's happening in this game.
It's hard to get a grasp on.
Yeah, bitch.
What's happening? We're playing 2-player.
I caught it accidentally. See, why can't I hit you now? Like, all of a sudden.
Because I catch everything.
No.
Because I'm too good, man.
Not that one. Not that one, bitch.
No, you hit me for a whopping 2 damage.
I know.
Oh, and then I just like gave it to you. I passed it to you. Another 2.
I feel like something weird's happening. I can't control this guy. I don't know. All right.
God. I don't know what happened there. I like dropped it. And then, God damn it. Yeah, this game. I don't know. Maybe it's not a great game.
What the fuck?
Gotcha.
God damn it.
You're running away from me.
Well, I tried to fake you out and then you faked me out. I don't like. Oh, 10 damage.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, what's up, bitch? Kenya cannot be beat, man. Kenya's too fucking good. I can't believe you're trying to fucking fight Kenya here. Like, as a couple of goddamn nonces, Iceland. Like, Iceland could beat Kenya. No way. Oh, 4 damage.
I pressed the wrong button.
Yeah, well, that's what you get.
I mean, as long as you, figure out the...
You just got to figure out the
now,
timing.
You've now figured out the timing of stopping me from hitting you with my side characters. That was my saving grace, man. It's the only way to beat you.
Oh, man, that was okay. You faked me out. That one was good. Oh, yeah, bitch.
I didn't know who I was controlling.
Oh, I killed him!
Oh, it's all evened up. You killed Gisli.
Gisli, yeah, you suck.
Get off my side!
Don't care. What's up, Bjorn and Helgi? You going down, bitches?
This game's cheating. That's not what I meant to do.
Yeah, pass it to your other guy. Get off my court, motherfucker! This game is the most intense thing I've ever played in my entire life. Like, I feel like I still, we've been playing it for what, like a half hour now? Like, I still feel like I have no idea what I'm doing.
Right? I kind of feel like that too.
Also, if you just like, I can just like fucking beat the shit out of your guy. Oh, nope. Just kidding.
Yeah, but I don't, they don't have health that shows up, so I don't really know.
If you're doing anything. Oh, no. Taha.
Just got to. Get the ball. Just got to kill him.
Oh, God damn it. What is that? Oh, I pass it to my own self. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. How do I... Why can't I give it to that guy? I want to give it to my other guy.
I don't really know.
Why can't I pass it?
Choose who you pass to.
What?
I just kind of press the button and you pass it to somebody.
Whatever.
I just kind of accept that.
Bitch.
Damn it. Stop doing that.
Well, stop throwing it right at me.
Well, I feel like when I'm right next to you that you shouldn't have it. There. Taha's dead.
No, Taha! I think I killed your other guy. Nope.
No.
How do I just punch him?
I don't think that's an option.
Oh, my God. Oba, no. Oba's getting fucked by Team Iceland.
Grab it, dude. Move. No. Do something.
Here we go. All right. Are you ready?
Nothing. Yes.
Bam! I don't know how to, like, already. How do I, like, fucking throw it fast or something? Like, I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Well, there's five damage.
Facing the right way.
Well, that's what you get.
Gotta wait till I'm looking.
Yeah. that's what noobs in Smash say. Like, oh, you can't. How you gotta let somebody get back to stage. No. People say that. People say that all the time. Like, oh, you gotta fucking let somebody get back.
Oh.
No, you don't. That's the whole point of the game.
Yeah.
Don't let them get back to stage.
Knock them off while they're already off stage.
The whole point of the game is to knock them off the stage. Why would you let them get back? You went off stage. That's your fault.
Son of a bitch.
Yes. Fucking Oba's the ultimate. Oh! Bitch! I don't know what's going on. I literally can't move any guys. Yeah.
God damn it. Would you stop catching it, please?
No. Oba's the fucking best dodgeball.
Yeah, that's what you get for running away from me.
I did run away.
Only I can get it while you're dazed.
You can't get it. Bam. Mm. 10 damage. Oba. No. All right. Well, let's just break this down for a minute here. Fucking Iceland had like 20 times the health that I had. Like, what is that about?
Yeah, but I was never able. I feel like I never did more than like 7 damage. Where you hit me, I feel like a couple times for
that 20. Last hit was just 20, I think.
Was it?
Yeah.
Maybe it was because you were already weakened or something. I don't know.
How do you weaken someone?
When you're at like. I feel like I read something that when you're
tell
at,
me how you play this game, Jerry.
When you're at less than 2 health, you're kind of weakened, and your throws will be weaker. And if you get hit, I don't know.
Okay.
I have no idea. I have no idea how to play this game still.
Neither do I. But I frankly,
but turns out
I love.
I'm the best dodgeball player in the world.
You are. You are the best, and. I still also have no idea how to play this game, but I think it's literally the greatest game I've ever played. So, I don't know.
It was good.
I think it's time, though, Jurek, for final shots, for final thoughts.
It's that time.
Revelers, if you're drinking along with us, raise your glasses. Cilantro. Yes. Okay. I'm feeling it right now. I'm fucking feeling good. And I'm feeling, Trick, I mean, how many wrenches out of 10 do you give? How many dodgeable wrenches out of 10 do you give Super Dodgeball on the NES Entertainment System? That's the NES Entertainment System.
NES. I know, it's weird that there's a Super Dodgeball on the NES.
On the NES, I know. That's the Nintendo Entertainment System for those unaware. That's the NESES. It's a very rare version of the NES, but some of us have it.
Okay, cool.
I do, I guess. Anyway, how many wrenches out of 10 do you give Super Dodgeball on the NES?
I'm going to give it... Ah, oh, man, it was pretty fun. I'm going to give it, I'm going to go 8 out of 10.
8 out of 10. I think that's a fucking, that's a golden fucking number right there, Drake. I think I'm going to also give it a fucking 10. And I feel like fuck is just the only word coming out of my mouth right now.
Yeah, fuck.
Fuck. This fucking game is fucking good. And I tell you what. Good. I don't know.
I do feel like it's fun with two players, I guess, but
I think
it gets maybe there's something also with the game that we're missing.
I think there is. I think there's a mechanic that we don't quite know, and I think it's how to do super shots.
Yeah.
Because I think we were jumping and shooting the ball, which is cool, but I don't.
It just comes down to then one of us being slightly off on our button inputs or something. Otherwise, I mean, there were times where it was just back and forth, nobody even taking damage.
I know, but that's because I think,
and, I mean, this
we
match
weren't
went
doing
on for
like,
a while.
Yeah, you know, like, I mean, we're at an hour at, 12, you know?
Yeah,
like,
because, and we started the match at less, I mean, like, 46 at, minutes or something.
Yeah, that was a long match, I guess.
That went on for a while.
I don't know. I had fun though. Like,
yeah,
honestly,
it's definitely fun.
Also, I love a game like this where I literally, I have no idea what just happened, but right. I had a blast doing it.
Indeed,
you know, like, I don't know what buttons I pressed. I don't know how to make any of the shit I just made happen again, but I really liked it. You know,
yeah.
Like, it was
and
fun.
Yes. And like I said, it could maybe benefit from a few more buttons.
Yeah. Yeah. Like this,
and if there was
it does. You're right.
And things to do. If maybe there was, you know, a pass and I still, and
we
should have
tried bean
were,
mode. We should have tried that last mode just to see what it was like, but
yeah.
Oh, well, what were you saying?
I have no idea how to pass to certain people.
You press A. I think A passes.
Just press. Yes, I know how to pass, but I don't know how to pass to the person I want to pass.
Oh,
to.
Yeah, yeah. And I don't know how to, like, you know, like, I guess I attribute this to, like, NHL games. But, like, in an NHL game, you know, like, I know what button to press to make my guy, the controllable guy, be the one who's nearest the puck. You know, like... And I feel like this game should work similarly where like I can press a button to control the guy who's nearest the ball, you know, like I don't know, like I was having trouble figuring out how to like tell it. I want to be this guy now, not the guy that I'm not the guy running around in the corner up there. Like, I don't want that guy. Like, I want to be the guy who could actually catch the ball.
Yeah.
You know,
I feel like it should. If there's no button to switch your character, then it should just automatically immediately switch you to the guy who's closest to the ball.
Yes. Yes.
And sometimes that clearly was not happening.
No. It definitely wasn't. I feel like there's a button you have to press or like a combo of buttons or something.
But there's just not enough buttons.
Well, also, you know, we didn't look up a manual or anything. These are still like, you know, this is still a manual game. This is a game where you have to know. Or, you know, they give you the manual and they tell you how to play.
Right.
And then you have to play it, you know? So, like, yeah.
And play it we did.
I loved it.
And I enjoyed
it. As did Fantastic. I. 8 out of 10, I think. Maybe 8.5, maybe 9 out of 10. This game is fun. I had a blast. I had a blast playing this game.
Indeed.
Drake, what did other people think of this game? Or we don't
no
know.
No idea.
Okay.
No. I couldn't find any reviews on, there was no, nothing on like the Wikipedia page.
Are you serious?
Yeah, there was not a review section on there.
That is mind-boggling to me. Yeah. This game is like a popular game. This is not just some flash in the pan game. This is fucking Super Dodgeball. Like
Super Dodgeball.
Kunio Kuni. God, I cannot get it right.
Kunio Kun.
Kunio Kun. This is fucking Kunio Kun. Like, some of these characters are in Double Dragon, you know? Like, I don't know.
Oh. As far as, in regards to the arcade version, there's one little blip. In Japan, Game Machine listed Super Dodgeball on their January 1st, 1988 issue as being the second most successful table arcade unit of the year.
In 1988. That seems right. What do you think the first was? Pac-Man? No, I bet it was Double Dragon that year. In 1988. Which also, Double Dragon was made by the same company, I think, or very close. Like,
yeah.
Some of the same characters are in both games.
Right. But yeah, otherwise, all the Amazon reviews are, there are like 30 some Amazon reviews of it, and they are glowingly positive. There is nothing below a 4.
Nothing below a 4. See, that's actually a testament to how good this fucking game is.
Yeah,
like,
generally on Amazon, there's going to be, and there's not even any carton work.
Oh, nice. That's actually huge.
I know.
Like most Amazon reviews about an NES game are like, it didn't work, blah, blah, blah. The card sucks.
Most one or two star reviews are, it didn't work. But everything is just very full and very fun. Dodgeball.
I thought you said there was no...
There is on Amazon.
Oh.
But they're all just very short. For the most part, just like, hey, yeah, very fun game. Dodgeball, I am 5 again. Game works well and was in good condition.
Cool.
And yeah, otherwise,
I am 5 again. I mean, it I don't know. It was fun playing that. Like, that was fun. I don't know. I feel like a lot of NES games, especially if you want to be good at them, they feel like work. You know,
you gotta work at it. You gotta play it over and over and over.
Yeah. Although this game doesn't feel like that felt fun. Just that first sesh we just played. And that is not the first time I've played this game. Like I have played
this
game.
That's the first time I've ever played this game.
Well, I don't know. I'm glad that was your experience. That was fun.
I enjoyed it.
Like we figured it out. To an extent, I feel like there's mechanics we are missing.
There's got to be a few mechanics we're missing.
Yeah, I think the main mechanic we're missing is special moves, because there is special moves. I know that in the Neo Geo version, the most sought after version, they changed it so that special moves are inputted by like fighting game moves, like you know, that's why I tried a down forward B or whatever, you know, just to like try it, but it didn't work, you know, like, so I don't know what the difference is in the NES version, but
yeah, I don't know. I mean, I imagine it wouldn't be. Were there fighting games on the NES?
I mean, yeah, one of the last games released was Ninja Turtles Tournament Fighters. It's a fine game on the Super Nintendo. It's one of the most rare games on the NES. I don't know. Tournament Fighters. Yeah, and there's fighting games. There's Street Fighter 2010, which is actually a platformer. Don't listen to this fucking guy.
I feel like fighting games didn't start until Super Nintendo, Sega Genesis.
I mean, they were there, really? But not
with Mortal Kombat and Street Fighter 2.
Yeah. Let me think about that for a little bit and get back to us next week.
All right.
Next week. I don't know. I think there is fighting. There is like, well, yeah, Tournament Fighters is definitely, TMNT Tournament Fighters is definitely on the NES.
Okay.
Which is a classic fighting game, but that game came out after the Super Nintendo was released.
And it was also on the Super Nintendo, wasn't it?
Yes, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's like, probably more so made for Super Nintendo, and then like, yeah, let's try to figure out a way to get it on the NES as well, and it was probably better on Super Nintendo.
And it was, but the thing is, nobody bought it on the NES, so now it's one of those like super rare fucking games, you know? Like, you can get a copy of Tournament Fighters on the NES for like, you know, $100 or 150 or something like that. Maybe even more. I don't know, but yeah, I don't know. Anyway, fucking Super Dodgeball, super fun. I don't know.
Fantastic.
Drake, if the Revelers wanted to tweet at you about Super Dodgeball, could they do that?
You sure can. You can find me at Actirak, which is spelled A-K-T-I-R-A-K.
And you can find me on Twitter at Early_Matt. And Early is spelled E-A-R-L-E-Y, slightly different than the traditional spelling. Can they find our podcast, Rick?
You sure can. Wait.
I fucked it up.
I was like, I don't give our podcast tag.
Just
you,
do it.
You do
nope,
it.
Nope, you do it
nope,
now.
No, it's your job. Do it.
All right. You can find our podcast at Retro Revelry. Can they email us, Drake?
That you can do. RetroGamingRevelry@gmail.com.
And please do tweet us, email us. We would love to hear from your revelers. Rob, this is a shout out to Rob. I know we haven't emailed you back yet. We're the fucking worst, but we will soon, is all I'm saying. Thanks for contacting us, Rob. We have not forgot about you, and we love you, is all we want to say.
Yep. We've seen your stuff.
Yep. Yep.
Your emails.
And, yeah, and we're just like, yeah. Anyway, we'll get, yeah.
It's Earl's fault.
It is my fault. It's all my fault, but whatever. Anyway, I don't know. I think that's about it for this week.
That is it.
Jurek, you want to take us out?
I sure do. Until next week, game on, Average Joes.
Game on, Average Joes.
I'm being told that Average Joes does not have enough players and will be forfeiting the championship match.
It's a bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off for him.
Yes. Peace, Revelers.
Pretty much the best Super Dodgeball players the world's ever seen. So obviously when you pit us against each other, it's going to be
it's going to take forever.
It's going to be like a chess match.
Yep.